not use drugs. When you're not being bombarded with propaganda, and it's more likely that kids are going to make more informed decisions.
Tuned into the Tears of the Gods sound collage, only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Community Radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and we are celebrating the April 20th marijuana holiday with a theme I call Cheech and Chong and Chuck. And we started off the last set with Herbal Nation, a band that played Mass Can's Freedom Rally in the past, and that was a track called 421. And then we heard from Cheech and Chong, more a song than a comedy sketch. Cheech Marin singing a parody of a Bruce Springsteen song, this one called Born in East L.A., somebody born in East L.A. getting tossed over to Mexico, a country where he couldn't, where he, well, okay, yes. We'll let the lyrics do the talking in that song. And then we heard from Robbie Road Steamer, otherwise known as Rob Patoy. And, well, a very talented man, and his Robbie Rhodes Steamer persona is just really wild and crazy, as opposed to his more normal personality. I met him backstage while volunteering as a helper, but I guess also an organizer. I was on the board of directors of MassCan.org for 6 years, and I helped at all of those freedom rallies then. And then we heard from Bim Scala Bim, legalization. Cheech and Chong, Acapulco Gold Filters from their original breakthrough album, Cheech and Chong. And then Techno Beats, Marijuana, A Neat Meditation, and Motley Crue, their cool cover version of Smokin' in the Boys Room. And backing me up right now is Floyd Head with a very cool cover of a Pink Floyd song, If the Tablamatic Theory. So we've got a news report from anarchist journalist extraordinaire Chuck Yu, and he's going to be telling us about an event that occurred this past Wednesday, April 18th at MIT, their Day of Action. And it's about 13 minutes long. And
Tuesday, April 18th,
begins
MIT
now.
And the broader local community took pause in everyday activities and devoted the day to engage in political, economic, environmental, and social challenges facing us today. It was called the Day of Action. It is the second time that the MIT community undertook organizing such an extraordinary event. The first time they did this was 1 year ago in response to the Trump election. There were workshops and presentations throughout the day and evening, including The Science of Fake News, Who Are We Talking To? Humanities, the Public, and the Streets, and one of the several that I attended, Understanding and Resisting the Attack on Immigrants. During the question period of that session, an attendee asked about the sense of urgency immigrants are facing under the current administration. Two of the three presenters responded. First, Avi Chomsky, who aside from having an acclaimed father, is an historian, author, and activist in her own right. And Patricia Montez, executive director of Centro Presente, an immigrants' rights organization in East Boston. First, Avi Chomsky.
When the 2016 elections were approaching, I didn't expect that Trump was going to win, although I wasn't confident that he wasn't going to win, and I was trying to think about what it would mean. And one of the things that I thought about is maybe there's a way in which this is going to be a positive thing for people fighting for social change, because it's going to be more blatant, it's going to be more obvious, the Democrats are going to be less defensive of his terrible policies and terrible statements, and maybe it's a good thing to have our president openly making racist comments, because it's going to wake people up. People who, under a Hillary Clinton presidency, would be complacent, would be saying, oh, but she's the first woman president. Oh, but she's a Democrat. And so let's not criticize her. So that's not really an answer, but it's a challenge, I guess. Can we use Trump's open, blatant discourse? That is, his discourse in many ways is much worse than Obama's or Clinton's. But can we use that in our favor to wake more people up?
I think going back to education, I know that it's not the only thing that we have to use, because in the end, we have to change the system. We have to change policies. We as underrepresented do with our own people, because I will say this in Spanish, pero un amigo me dijo un día, no vamos a cambiar el mundo mañana, pero podemos cambiar la esquina donde vivimos. How do you say that in English?
We're not going to change the world tomorrow, but maybe we can change the corner that we live in.
Because I share your frustration. So entonces, in Centro, what we do, we have a literature development training, right? But everybody has a literature development training if you go and ask the organizations. Oh, yeah, we train people about their rights, don't open the door. but we're talking about capitalism with them. We're talking about root causes of forced migration. We're talking about the history of black people in the U.S. because we Latinos, we also discriminate against black people in the U.S. And we're you know, having that conversation with our own members, right? And I think that's a way to start, you know, liberate, because there are a lot of immigrants that are members of Centro Presente that now have their papers and they feel like, I am Americano now, you know? And like, I'm accepted, you know, like, I'm one of them. Because we also internalize oppression. No vamos a cambiar el mundo mañana con eso. Y ni vamos a educar todos los miembros del centro. But some people are going to change their minds, I think.
Patricia Montez of Centro Presente. Another presentation was on the environment and hosted by MIT professor Kenneth Zepek. It was called Policy Change in Your Backyard. Access to scientific data to be a climate change advocate in your community.
Now, one of the things that some people have done is that they have used best case, worst case. Now, sometimes the best case is still a pain in the neck. And so if you go look at the Cambridge Climate Change Vulnerability Assessment, which is one of the best in the world that has been done, they chose one of the lower impact scenarios. And there are some that are higher, but if they had put the higher one in there, it just would have scared everybody. We have to look at how we communicate and what we communicate, because each of those are equally likely. That's part of the problem. So only at MIT would the scientists have the self-confidence to do that. But what the center on campus, which is the joint program for the science and policy of global change, which are climate scientists and economists who have come together because they said the thing that drives the emissions is economics, the thing that drives the climate is modeling and climate atmosphere, but they have to be done together. And they believe that the whole point is it's uncertain, so we have to communicate that uncertainty. So what they did was try to communicate this idea that if we have on the left here is no climate policy at all, and on the right is the equivalent to Paris. And what you see here is there's a tiny blue sliver that says maybe there's like a 4% chance of being less than 3 degrees. On this side, if we go to climate mitigation, there's going to be about an 80% chance of being less than 3 degrees. So we as a society and a planet get to spin this once. Which gamble do we want to take? Do we want to spin this wheel, go forward, spin this wheel, and have 7 degrees happen? Or do we want to go to this wheel where the chance of getting to 4 is much less?
This day-long event was an inspiration for those who organized and those who attended.
My name is Munira Shahbuddin. I'm visiting professor at MIT.
And you're here taking part in Day of Action?
Yes.
What do you think of this whole concept and what's going on here?
I think it's good that MIT is open to the public and also to its students and community to raise awareness about what is happening around the world and also in America, especially in social injustice and inequality.
What have you experienced so far here?
I felt liberating, and also at the same time I feel we need to work more in to prevent social inequality and injustice.
Yeah, I'm actually on the core organizing committee of the MIT Day of Action.
And you're also feeding the activists.
Yeah, we planned this year to feed both lunch and dinner. So lunch was provided by Haley House, which is a nonprofit in Boston. And their objective is to help people, you know, gain skills and be able to become employable and get off the streets. So they run a catering business in addition to the other outreach that they do. So we decided to put our MIT Day of Action money where our mouth is and contribute not only to the feeding of our activists but to a nonprofit organization in town.
Well, so it's a double bang for the buck, essentially.
That's what we were hoping to do.
And how are things going today in general? Is the student population
taking advantage of all this?
You know what? I wish that we had more students participating, but it seems to be a pretty good clip. We have a lot of folks just coming into the sessions that they're most interested in participating. There's about 30 concurrent sessions, and we have everything across the globe, whatever people are interested in, whether it's incarceration or vulnerable identities. There's, you know, I just sat through the policy changing your backyard. And so there's a lot of opportunity to see a lot of different kinds of things.
Yes, you mentioned Cape Cod being your area of protection.
Yes, I love the Cape. It is my go-to place to recharge and feel good about myself.
It's one of the advantages of living in this area.
It is, in fact, one of the advantages of living in this area. Yeah.
But for the time being, we hope it doesn't go into water.
That would make me very sad, but I'm really hopeful that, you know, I mean, especially here at MIT, you see the best of what we have to offer and, you know, what we have to offer the world and the solutions that we have. And so hopefully we can get that out there.
That was Stephanie Toews-Moling, who works with the Sociotechnical Systems Research Center at MIT. She helped organize this most unusual day at the Institute. Other activists from the greater Cambridge community were out with their own agendas, taking advantage of the gatherings.
I'm a supporter of Bob Avik and the Revolutionary Communist Party, but I'm reaching out to people, whether you're a liberal or whatever, to identify the danger posed by Trump and Pence and how close we are to living in a fascist America. So I'm trying to bring that home to people that this is the time to act while there's still a clear majority that doesn't want to go there.
So you're taking advantage of the MIT Day of Action to try and drum support for this?
Well, I'm appealing to people that do have a sense of conscience and critical thinking about the moment to deeply interrogate what the hell is going on here. It's a very precarious moment, I would say. They just did missile strikes in Syria, which many people didn't even react to. So it's not good that people are desensitizing themselves. The students here, I think, care, and they're having this day of action, definitely want to try to widen the scope of the questioning. There's not going to be a blue wave that's going to save us in November. And even if the Democrats take back Congress, there's no saying they're going to actually confront what Trump represents. They're more likely to try to, again, find the middle ground. Even Elizabeth Warren, believe it or not, voted for more funding for ICE recently in the congressional budget. And that may shock a lot of people in Massachusetts, but they're not doing what needs to be done.
I'm Judy Zombrecker, and I'm with the League of Women Voters of Massachusetts. I'm the Voter Service Chair, and we focus on registering voters and helping educate voters so that when they go to vote, they can make good decisions. We also promote elections so that people know when they are, and we want to get people out to vote.
So you help people make informed decisions rather than having them vote against their own self-interest?
That's what we help, yes. We're nonpartisan, so we do not endorse any particular candidate or party.
Then why are you here at MIT today?
We were invited by Margaret Ann Gray, who is helping organize this. Taking action is being registered to vote and voting. So she thought, who better than to get the League of Women Voters down here to help register people?
And how's the day been going for you so far?
We find most people are registered to vote. So we find that a very engaged population. But we have registered a few people to vote, and we've given out some information on how to do it online.
Excellent. And what do you think of this concept of MIT Day of Action?
I think it's a really great idea. I thought the agenda was really interesting. And it's a good way to kind of keep in front of people that it's not just one single march or one event, that you got to keep working at making things work in our democracy. As our little sign here says, is that democracy is not a spectator sport. And so I think this is a great way to have people engage and think about things and be involved.
Returning now to the sessions at the MIT Day of Action, here's an excerpt from Perils of Democracy, hosted by MIT economist Darun Esemoglu and Harvard political scientist Daniel Ziblatt. During the question period, they were asked about potential regulation of social media as a way of preventing what happened in the 2016 election. Professor Esemoglu responded.
The first time you say regulation of the media, I become extremely concerned because I've lived through, you know, Turkey, Venezuela, Russia, and, you know, but on the other hand, you know, perhaps all of these new technologies require different mindsets in terms of dealing with them. But I don't think whatever regulation you do, you're not going to be able to overcome the fact that people who want to manipulate and spread incorrect or biased news are going to be you're not going to be able to stop them. And my guess is, I don't know, there's some studies, but I wouldn't know the exact comparison, but my guess still would be that the effects of Fox News is much greater than all of the Russian trolls on the psyche of the American public in making them believe things that they shouldn't believe.
Organizers of the MIT Day of Action felt that they were in complete guidelines with MIT's own mission statement, which reads in part, quote, to bring knowledge to bear on the world's great challenges. From MIT, I am Chuck Rosina.
And I am Edward Bucher, your host here of the Tears of the Gods Sound Collage on WMFO in Medford. Yes, we are Tufts Community Radio. Our theme this evening, as we celebrate the April 20th marijuana holiday, is called Cheech and Chong and Chuck. And we're going to begin the next set with a comedy piece that I've never played for you before, I'm absolutely sure. And, well, let's begin our next set with Cheech and Chong and acupuncture.
Hello, doctor.
Oh, hello. How you doing?
Yeah, is this the acupuncture clinic?
Oh, yeah. I'm a Dr. Long Wong. Dr. Wong, acupuncture clinic.
Yeah. Well, I have this headache, doctor, and I just can't get rid of it, man. I've tried everything. I tried the hypnosis and yoga. I stood on my head and I tried Quaaludes and Coke, and nothing will get rid of it, man. Oh. I'm a nervous wreck. I haven't slept for 3 days. And I'm really in a lot of pain. Could you help me?
You have a headache.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
A headache, a pain in the head.
Mm-hmm.
When the people talk loud around you,
when they hurt
the head.
Oh, yeah.
And when the noise of people every day come by, say hello, everything you heard in the head.
Yeah, uh-huh.
It make a headache.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, you come to the right place because acupuncture can cure everything.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Acupuncture in China. It cure everything.
Yeah.
In China, pregnant lady,
uh-huh.
come and we give acupuncture, and they have a baby with no pain.
Oh, yeah.
No
that's
pain.
Great.
Next
great.
Day, they're in the field. They work in the field.
Uh-huh.
Acupuncture can fix a headache, fix backache, fix anything.
Just a headache.
You got a headache.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Now, you have acupuncture before.
No, never did.
You know have acupuncture before.
Oh, no. Uh-uh.
Well, that's why you have headache. If you have acupuncture before, you have no headache.
Yeah.
No headache.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
For acupuncture, okay.
God.
Get up on the table here.
Okay.
Up on the table.
Okay.
Now, you never have this before.
No.
Okay, we better stop you in the first time.
What?
Well, just so you won't make a wrong move and kill yourself.
What?
Just a little joke. No, I don't want you to interfere with my hand when I move a needle. You might don't make
a
mess.
Yeah, okay.
You understand?
Whatever you say.
Okay, now stop in the arm. Uh-huh. I stop with your arm. I stop with you. Now maybe you better take off your shoes.
Huh? Okay.
No, just a minute. No, you leave a shoe on.
My goodness. If you could just help me, I haven't slept in over a week.
Smell like you haven't washed for over a week. Okay. Anyway, no matter. Oh. We stop with your leg down.
Yeah,
we stop with your arm down.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, you see, do you want to have nothing to be scared? No frightening. I show you the needle.
Okay.
See the needle?
God, that's a long needle.
Well, it has to be long. It goes through your skull and into the spine, you see.
What?
No, I just a joke. Just a little joke to relieve a tension.
Yeah, okay.
A lot of tension with a headache.
A lot of tension,
doctor. Okay. Now, I take the needle. Now, when I put a needle, you watch, I put a needle with no nerve so you don't feel no pain. You see, I'm going to put the needle right there and I turn it with my finger and you don't feel nothing. It don't hurt. You don't feel nothing, do you?
It hurts,
though. Okay. Now we have another needle. I want to stick over here. No nerve. You don't feel nothing.
Wait. Oh, that hurts.
There we go.
Wait a minute.
You feel really good.
Don't twist it, man. That hurts.
Really good.
That hurts.
Go. Now we have another needle.
Another one.
Now, you heard a yin yang.
Yeah.
Yin yang?
Uh-huh.
Okay, this needle, we're going to stick in your yin yang.
What?
Wait,
take it out.
That's the best part.
Take it out. That hurts.
There we go. Now, I want you to watch closely, because when you got needles sticking in like this here, listen, you can play a tune. Ding, bing, ding, ding, ding. Is that how you make a Chinese music?
Take him out.
How you want to pay?
What?
It costs $150 for first 10 minutes.
I don't have $150.
You don't have $150?
No, take him out. Please take him out.
I can't take him out with no money. You see, they go in free, but I cost some money to take out.
Please take him out.
I know. I have one more needle.
No.
One more. This will help you pay.
This one
go underneath your fingernail.
Very effective in Japan. I'll pay. Get my wallet. Get my wallet.
Okay.
Take him out.
Where's your wallet? Okay, I got a. You take a mass. We take a master charge. Oh, that your family?
Take him out. Cute kid.
Saving souls don't matter anymore. I want to smoke a bomb with Jesus. Roll the finest weed I can afford. Best I can afford. Cause when we get wrecked, I forget to genuflect. Jesus forgets to be the Lord.
Smoke before we play, but tonight I did. We went out and smoked in your car. It was excellent, and I felt really good.
Every night through a big fat bowl, say smoke. Chill out with protest, I know she's surely gain shame. I vigilant man, why we not check feet take away? I'm down with street, we getting drained and drained. This are the good sense in me, young. I'm the good sense in me, young.
Crazy, I don't do that shit. He said, shut up and hit me with his lights.
Smoking for healing and smoking for soul. Smoking every night through a big fat bowl. See, smoking for healing and smoking for soul. Smoking every night through a big fat bowl. See, smoke.
Joey, did you see my pills, man?
What pills, man?
Well, I had a bunch of downs, man.
You okay? Far out, man. You had some downs and you weren't even going to share them with us.
Hey, man, I was going to share them with everybody before we went to the concert, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, then how come you had them hidden in your sleeping bag, man?
Hey, man, what are you doing in my sleeping bag, man?
I was looking for my Black Sabbath record, man, which I found.
Hey, man, that's my Black Sabbath record, man.
It is not, man.
It is so, man.
It is not,
man. It is so, man.
It is not, man.
Yes, it is, man.
That's my record. My old lady ripped it off, man.
Hey, man, if you remember, man, she was my old lady when she ripped it off, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's right, man.
Well, that's my record now, man.
Hey, well, just stay out of my room, man.
What do you mean your room, man? This is a front room and anybody can come in here.
Hey, man, the part between the tie-dye curtain and the two bricks is my room, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, if that's the case, man, why don't you keep your dog in your room?
Hey, man, Toe can go anywhere in the house if he wants to, man.
I know, man. That's the trouble with that dog. He goes everywhere in the house, man.
Hey, well, just stay out of my room, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I don't have to, man.
Yeah, you do too, man. Hey, what happened to the rest of the bologna, man?
I ate it.
Hey, man, that was my bologna, man. Your eyes ripped me off for stuff, man.
I paid for over half of that bologna, man.
You did not, man.
And I only had 6 pieces, man.
Yeah, and you only put in 17 cents for that bologna, too, man.
I put in them pop bottles, man.
Which pop bottles?
Them pop bottles. Remember the pop bottles we had by the door?
Hey, man, those were my pop bottles, man. There was 2 orange crushes and a grape and a big 7-Up, man. They were my pop bottles,
man.
That
big 7-Up bottle was mine, man.
It was mine, man.
It was mine, man.
It was mine, man.
I found it, man. I found it out in the garbage, man. Remember?
No, I don't remember, man, because I found it in the empty lot, man.
You never did. That was the bottle we used to revive Strawberry with. Remember?
No, it wasn't, man. We didn't use a 7-Up bottle.
We did so.
We did not, man.
We did so,
man. We did not. That Strawberry strawberry, man.
Go, you ask him, man.
I don't have to ask him anything, man, because I know I found that 7-Up bottle in an empty lot, man, because I had to clean the dirt clods out of it, man.
Well, that was my bottle, man.
Forget you, man. You ate more than 6 pieces of the bologna, too,
I
man.
I never did,
yes,
man.
Yes, you did, man.
I never did,
yes, you
man.
Did, man.
I never did,
yes,
man.
Yes, you did, man.
I never did, man. I never did, man.
Hey, did you flush the toilet yesterday, man?
Yeah.
All right, then you gotta clean it up, man.
Why, man?
Man, you know we're not supposed to flush the toilet, man.
Wait a minute. You know my baby, she won't let me in. I've got a few pennies. I'm gonna buy myself a bottle of gin, and then I'm gonna call my buddy on the telephone and say, listen, you know I work so hard all day long. Everything I try to do seems to always turn out wrong. That's why I want to stop by on my way home and say, now let me tell you one more thing. Ain't no harm to have a little taste, but don't lose your cool and start messing up the man's place. Ain't no harm to take a little nip, but don't you fall down. Bust your lip, no, no. I think everybody ought to come on and go with me.
You got me straight tripping, boo.
Did you want to try it, Boogie?
No, thanks. I prefer grass.
Talking about the clothes I wear. They don't really
get up. Feel my heart kind of running hot. It's when I got to move before I could call.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson, and I need your help. Our marijuana laws are terribly unfair, and they make criminals out of law-abiding citizens. Nearly 2,000 Americans are arrested every day on marijuana charges, and we are unfairly destroying the lives and careers of hundreds of thousands of people simply because they smoke marijuana. These are not criminals. They are average citizens like you, good neighbors who work hard, raise families, pay taxes, and contribute to their communities. And it's time we stopped arresting responsible marijuana smokers. We need your help to end marijuana prohibition once and for all. It's the fair thing to do.
For more information, contact NORML, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws. Call toll-free 888-67-NORML or visit their website at norml.org.
Under here, Herbie.
Hey, what you doing under there?
I'm hiding from my dumb human.
What you do, crap on the rug again?
No, he wants to give me another flea bath.
A flea bath?
Yeah, what a drag. Every time he picks up something, I gotta get the flea bath. Come on, let's get out of here. Come on, let's make a break for it.
Hey, hold on. Hey, will you wait up?
Come on, hurry up.
Hey, what you been doing, Ralph?
Ah, nothing much. How you been, Herb?
Oh, not too bad. Well, I haven't seen you in a long time. Come over here.
Hey, you're looking pretty good, Herb.
Hey, you're not looking too bad yourself. Hey, is this a new hairdo you got?
No. I sat on something over at the store. Hey, do you want to get it off me, man?
Okay. Here, turn around.
Yeah, okay. God, what was that, man? That really hurt.
I think it was a payday.
Wow.
Hey, Joey's been here.
Yeah, he's been over here, too.
Hey, he's been here, too.
Yeah, oh, wow, he's been here, too.
Hey, you think he's trying to tell us something?
Yeah, he's trying to tell us that he's got bad kidneys.
Hey, Ralph, want to go get stoned?
No, I get enough of that from the little kid next door.
No, not that way. I mean, let's chase cars and get off in the exhaust.
Oh, no, sir, boy. That stuff can give you brain damage.
Brain damage from car exhaust?
No, brain damage from getting your head run over by the rear wheels.
Hey, well, come on, let's do something. I'm dying for some action. Hey, Ralph. Hey, you smell what I smell?
I sure do. Isn't that Fifi?
Yeah, she's in heat again.
Wow, that poodle's always in heat.
Yeah, you know those Frenchies. Hey, well, let's call her over, okay? Hey, let me do the talking. I speak their lingo. Madame Meisel! Hey, bonjour! Parlez-vous, humma humma?
Hey, she's getting away. Let's go get her.
Okay, let's go.
Hey, Herbie! Hey, Herbie, it's me! Hey, Herbie, get off! Hey, Herbie, watch out for my eye! Oh, Herbie! Hey, knock it off! What's wrong with you? Hey, what are you doing? You're crazy or something?
Hey, where's Fifi?
She left a half hour ago.
Yeah, I thought something felt funny. Hey, well, let's go get her.
No, just a minute. I gotta drop a stool.
Drop a what?
Yeah, I gotta go pinch a loaf.
Pinch a loaf?
I gotta make a doo-doo, all right?
Hurry up. Come on. Hey, Ralph, here it comes. Oh, wow, it's gonna be a big one, too. Get a load of that. Come here, Ralph, take a look at this. Boy, laying on its side, it kind of looks like a sculpture.
Wow. Did I do that?
Boy, Ralph, that's beautiful.
It's really neat, eh?
Boy, you're a regular Rembrandt, you know? Oh, I love the way you use the corn in there for texture, Ralph. Boy, that's great.
nation of the armed forces of the United States.
Just never going to be over. They just want an excuse to have a constant war so they can dominate the world.
Dudley Common, everywhere we go, because this is the voice of the people, not George W. Pentagon Bush, not the corporations Cheney, and not all the crooks in Homeland Security. This is the voice of the people. Thank you for staying out of jail.
Listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage, our theme this evening, while we've been celebrating the April 20th marijuana holiday. Thanks so much for listening. Chase Carson is coming up next. Stay tuned for that with the Humphrey Report and the Jazz Interlude. We're closing out here with Miles Davis. This is Budo Hallucination Live from the Complete Birth of the Cool.